You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, today is October 13th, 2021. Lots of turmoil in the markets. You got to wonder, where do you put your money? How do you make it grow? How do you get it to finance your goals to accomplish what you're looking to accomplish financially in life? Well, I got two gentlemen here, Anthony Faso, Cameron Christensen, and we're going to be talking about infinite wealth. I wish my wealth was infinite, but it seems quite finite. So, gentlemen, why don't you tell us about this concept? Explain how infinite wealth works for us.
Well, really, infinite wealth is the name of our company. And what we do is we combine the teachings of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, with Nelson Nash's Becoming Your Own Banker. And what he teaches is the infinite banking concept. And I know there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and it really isn't that hard. If anything, I think it's the agents or the advisors that are making it more complex, right? And what we like to say is if you can understand a rewards credit card and how that works, you can understand infinite banking. Right. Carrie, do you use a rewards credit card or understand that concept?
Of course we do.
Yep. Okay, right. So why are you paying with the rewards credit card and not paying cash?
Because I get the reward back for using the credit card, which I don't for using cash.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to buy it anyways. By adding one extra step, you're getting some bonus, whether that's miles, cash back. You can understand that. You can understand infinite banking because all we're doing is adding one extra step. And instead of that step being a credit card, that step is a specially designed life insurance policy. And then instead of getting miles and cash back by using the policy, you're going to get uninterrupted compound interest.
Carrie, if I can add something there at the end, is that right when you approach it from that point of view, what we tell clients if they're new to infinite banking is that really you break it down into two parts. One of them is going to be the product, and the other part is going to be the process. The product will get you about 20% of your results, and that's going to make sure you're with a mutual insurance company, the policy is designed correctly for cash value and those things. But the process is what's going to give you 80% of your results, and that's what you're going to go borrow the cash value and go use it for cash flowing assets, real estate, single family residences, Airbnbs, business ventures, things like that.
All right. So give us some examples how it works, okay?
Well, you know, I do a prime example of what I'm in the process of doing right now. I'm closing in on a rental property. Now, I'm coming in with a down payment. And so I'm getting a 30-year fix because particularly interest rates are so low. So, but that down payment has to come from somewhere. Now, what we typically do is that money is sitting in some sort of cash or savings account, and then we buy the asset and we drain the account. The downside of that is we broke the compound interest curve. I've stopped earning interest on that money. And so what I'm doing now is I'm borrowing against my policy. And so here's what's key. When I take the policy loan, I'm not withdrawing it. I'm not taking it from my policy. I'm borrowing against it, right? So I'm using the insurance company's money. Now, they are going to charge me interest, but in return, they're also paying me interest on my balance in the account. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a loan and I'm going to pay for the down payment of that rental property. That rental property will be cash flowing. I will be taking that cash flow and repaying back that loan. And eventually, I'm going to pay that loan off. And when I do, what's happened is now I have a cash flowing asset, and I also have the same cash value I would have had if I didn't use it. And the reason being is because we never took the money out of the account. We borrowed against it. So now this whole time, my cash value grew every year, and I have a cash flowing asset. So then we just hit the repeat button and we do it again. And now I buy asset number two. But now I have cash flow from asset one and cash flow from asset two. So I could repay the money back twice as fast. And then we just continue that process. And here's the thing. I want to buy those assets. It's not really all about life insurance. It's finding is I want to create financial freedom. I want to create passive income and I want to buy rental properties. But by running it through, I'm still with infinite banking. I'm still buying the same properties, but I also have this and asset. I also have the cash value inside my policy continuing to grow. And what is unique and why we use life insurance, nothing to do with the death benefit. But it's we design it high cash value, and the cash value inside life insurance is going to grow at a much higher rate of return than it would be sitting in the bank. It's going to grow tax-free, and it's also protected from creditors. So this whole time, I'm protecting my money in between buying assets.
Okay, and I guess... obviously, there's fees involved here, though, for all this, right? So how much does all this cost? And isn't life insurance really for younger people?
I'll address the second question first in regards to isn't life insurance for younger people is what you're referring to, Kerry, is you're referring to the death benefit component to it, right? Typically, what we're designing this for is we're designing this for cash value, right? And so really what we're solving for is a need for someone to... when they have a need for a place to put their money, right? So it's the cash management piece. So whether somebody's 20 years old or 70 or 80 years old, they still need a place to put money. I think we've put policies in place on people that are as old as, I think I've 71, 72 is what I've put in place.
77 for me.
Wow. But and when you look at it, Kerry, is just to explain that a little bit more, is that if you look at a policy that's designed for cash value on a 20-year-old, versus a 40-year-old or a 60-year-old is the cash value component on each one of those ages is going to be very, very similar, right? What's going to change is going to be the death benefit. So to 20-year-old, maybe they have, you know, I'm going to make numbers up. Let's say they put in $10,000 a year. They've got a death benefit that's going to be $500,000. A 40-year-old puts in that same premium, the death benefit may only be $350,000. A 60-year-old puts in that same premium and the death benefit may be $150,000. So the cash value and the cash value piece does not change. It's what changes with age is going to be the amount of death benefit that you're able to purchase for the same dollars. And I forget, what was the first one?
Any costs or fees.
Any costs or fees is when you look at an insurance policy, the way that it's set up is that number one is when you put money into a policy that's designed for cash value, is there is going to be a piece to it, a death benefit piece to it. So there is going to be a cost of insurance function to that. And what I would say is that typically in the first year, it's going to be around 30 to maybe 40% of the entire premium. By that third or fourth year, what happens is that actual cost goes away. And what I mean by goes away is there's still a death benefit that's going to be there, but the dollars that you're putting into the policy and premiums all show up in your policy as cash value. So what we're doing is we're actually designing it to emphasize the cash value. By that third, fourth year, there really aren't any fees or anything. And now you've got a cash account that's growing at, you know, roughly 4% for you. When you do borrow against the policy, like Anthony mentioned, is there is a fee to that or a cost of money, right? So you're borrowing not your money, but you're borrowing the insurance company's money, just like you would to at a bank. If you went and borrowed their money, they're going to charge you an interest rate. And so right. That would be the two fees, I guess, if you were to call them that would be associated with this.
All right. So what about this? So you're not investing for death benefit effectively, although the younger you are, the less that death benefit costs. What type of commissions are involved here? Obviously, nobody's working for free here, right?
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Arcana Corporation is on the verge of bringing the world's highest grade silver mine into production. The Revenue Virginius mine in Colorado has proven improbable silver reserves grading nearly 37 ounces per ton silver with an all-in sustaining production cost of only US $8 per ounce of silver. The mine is fully permitted with infrastructure already in place, and the company has announced they plan to commence production in 2020. Achieving successful production usually results in a significant upward share price re-rating on the Lassonde curve. Arcana trades under the ticker AUN in Toronto and AUNFF in New York. To learn more, go to arcana.com. That's A-U-R-C-A-N-A.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, there are commissions for the insurance. Now, again, since we design these very differently, for like Cameron used an example of $10,000 a year. If you were to do a typical, or I say your mama's whole life insurance policy, that $10,000 is going to buy a lot of death benefit. You're not going to have any cash value for the first couple of years.
Right.
Okay. That agent, the commission is going to be paid on the 10,000. The way we design it very different, we're designing it to try to keep that death benefit as low as possible and have as much cash as the IRS will allow. So the way we design it, probably about $4,000 is what we're getting paid commission on. So it's the same premium, it's still $10,000, but the way we design it, we're getting compared to a typical financial advisor does it, they're getting 2.5 times more commission than we are. But our policy, we're going to have much lower death benefit, but we're going to have cash value immediately. In fact, we have clients using their policies 30 days after it's issued.
Well, you know, one thing, guys, I do appreciate about what you're saying is transparency. You're totally transparent. As you know, you talk to your average guy and oftentimes you can't get a straight answer of how much they're making off of it. And look, you're entitled to make a profit, provide a valuable service, need to get paid. You know, we're not out here all trying to save the manatees. You know, we got it. So hats off to you on that. So over time, you know, I don't know how long you've been doing it, but over, say, 10, 20 years, how much money could you hope to accumulate in this type of policy?
Well, you can accumulate as much as you want. As far as how much you put in there, that's unlimited, right? If you're talking about kind of interest rates and what it can earn, what we typically will tell somebody, it's going to earn around 4% for you. And if you want details on that, it actually gets broken up into two different pieces. Is you have a guaranteed function on the growth of your cash value. And if you take that out of the illustration and you break that down, it's going to be somewhere between the 2 to 2.5% would be the guaranteed rate. So that means that every year the cash value grows at that rate. And then what happens is we're going to use a mutual insurance company. And so at the end of the year, the profit that they realize actually goes back to the policy owners.
Dividend.
And that get right. Exactly. That gets paid out to them in the form of a dividend. That dividend can make up anywhere from another point to 2.5 points. It can be a pretty large spread. And so if you do the calculation on the cash value, is you can have it anywhere from 2.5 all the way up to a little bit higher. I've seen some pretty high, close to 5, but we like to tell somebody that's going to be around 4%.
You know, Kerry, let me clarify your question and also what Cameron had said, because your question is, what can we expect to have in 10 years? Where Cameron mentioned product versus process. I mean, so the product is going to have cash value, and that's not really where the real beauty of infinite banking is. Because like in the example that I had talked about in the rental property I'm buying, after 10 years, that policy loan will be paid back. So I'm going to have my cash value, and I'm going to have at least one cash flowing asset. So really when we're working with people at, they should have, and I should probably have a time period, but I would say after 20 years, you should, or maybe even less, you should have more money outside the policy with these assets you've bought than cash value you have inside. So the investment is not your policy. You know, we work with investors. We want you invest in your business or invest in gold or coin or whatever the investment you want that you're educated on and you feel comfortable investing in. We're just saying by running it through a policy, just like you're using your rewards credit card, you're going to have more money than if you didn't.
I got the idea, and I think it's got some validity. Gentlemen, if people want to find out more about what you're doing, connect with you, how do they do it on the web or what social media?
Yeah, social media, they can find us. You can go to our website, infinitewealthconsultants.com. We do have a podcast, Infinite Wealth Podcast, where we talk about half the time we talk about infinite banking as a strategy. And then the other half is we're highlighting or interviewing people that have kind of passive income opportunities. So that'd be a great resource. And then on Instagram, we're out there as well, infinitewealthconsultants.com.
All right, guys. Yeah. Sounds like you got something valuable here. If you want more information, go to their website or shoot me an email. I'll get you an answer, kl@carrylutz.com. Guys, good luck. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Make it a fantastic day.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.